Okay, well, Robbie, let's just go back to transfer deadline day. I know it probably seems a long time ago now for you. It's a bit of a pantomime for everybody in the press. What's it like when you're a player actually involved in what's going on there and you're waiting for things to happen?
I think towards the latter stages of it, I had a good feeling that it was going to go through, but obviously when it comes down to the last day, you think anything can happen and you start doubting things, so it's a little bit stressful, but we got there in the end, so happy days.
How hard is it to focus on being a Norwich City player when you've got that sort of hovering in the background a bit?
Well, it's difficult to begin with. Obviously, it's the first time I've been caught up in something where I was eager to come here and things sort of slowed down a little bit. But I just got on with what I had to do. I played three games from when I thought I was going to be coming. Got through the games fine and I'm here now, so all worked out fine.
So what was the big attraction about coming to Burnley? Were there other clubs interested as well?
I think there was some interest here and there, but obviously the interest the manager showed in me and the way he spoke and the opportunity for me to come play in the Premier League again was fantastic for me. So for him to show belief in me like that and sounded confident, I've been watching the lads. It looked like a club going the right direction. Just everything sounded great for me and like I said, another great opportunity for me playing the Premier League. So like I said, for him to show faith in me, then I was... It's a factor of being wanted as well, you know what I mean? When someone approaches you the way they do and really wants you to be here, it sort of sways things a little bit and you commit to that. And I think the last few weeks, I was fully committed anyway, ready to come here, and I was desperate to come and play. So.
Does it help when you see where the club is in the league and you see that Burnley are in mid-table? They're not one of the struggling sides at the minute. Was that a big factor?
Yeah, it's definitely a factor. Obviously, I've been on the end of a couple of relegations, but... Like I said, from watching the lads, the determination and the fight they've shown already this season, it's been excellent. So I'm delighted to be a part of it now and hopefully we can keep going.
And of course, you're very close mates with Jeff Hendrick, aren't you? Just tell us about your friendship and how far back it goes.
I don't know. It goes back longer than I can remember, really, back when we were kids. And we've been good mates all the way up. So he filled me in. The last 6 months he's been here, he's filled me in, told me what a great time he's had and how much he's enjoyed his football. So... To team back up with him was an extra plus of me coming here.
So when did you first meet him? Is it St Kevin's Boys Club in Dublin?
Yeah, you were both players there. I was 7 years old or something like that. I was already playing for them at the time, and I just arrived actually, and then Jeff came in, and then we've just been good mates since then. Kept in touch and done everything, played in every team growing up together, and here we are now. So. It's fantastic.
It's weird, isn't it, really? I mean, you play together for the Republic of Ireland, of course, but to be club mates as well again, having played as kids, it must seem a bit odd, that.
Yeah, it's not really something you think about too much, but then when the opportunity came round again, it's a great story, really, but mm-hmm. I'm happy to be playing. He's a top-quality player and a top lad, so it's a massive plus in being there.
And back in the North West, obviously, you have to move from Norfolk, presumably. Are you happy with all that kind of stuff?
No, I hate all that stuff. I hate all the moving house and stuff like that, but it's too big of an opportunity to even think about. You just suck it up and get settled as quick as you can, try to get moving, but no, I don't enjoy that part of it.
And Jeff's already been the club's record signing. You're now the new record signing. Who knows, maybe in the summer there might be somebody else if Burnley can stay in the Premier League. But how do you handle that price tag around your neck, Robbie?
I don't know. It seems to be a big talking point nowadays. I don't really think about it. It's not like I've gone out and put a price tag on my own head. It's just a price nowadays. It's not really anything. I don't know. It's the club's business, and whatever money they discuss, I'm just desperate to play football in the Premier League. And now that I've got a great chance of that, I'm looking forward to relishing it, hopefully, and kicking on.
I've got to ask you about your favoured position on the pitch, because we know you can play left-back, left-wing-back, left-wing, probably somewhere else as well. So where do you prefer to play?
I'm not too sure. I've enjoyed my time playing on the wing. I've enjoyed my time at fullback. I've enjoyed playing forward or forward. It doesn't really matter to me. Just once I can get a consistent run of games in a position, I feel comfortable with it. So I don't know. Anywhere the manager needs me to play or asks me to play, I'll try and enjoy it as much as I can.
What can you achieve between now and the end of the season? What is the target? Is it just to stay in the division?
Yeah, to stay in the division and hopefully... repay the people who have brought me here and in my performances, and hopefully add a few goals and a few points to the table. So if I can just do my bit to help the lads and try and fit in and learn how to do things quick, I'll be just looking forward to add to what we've already got here and like you said, stay up.